The Bill of Privileges, January 18, 2010, Craig L. Bosley, M.D. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, was ratified by 3/4 of the states in 1791. The Constitution was ratified 4 years earlier in 1787. Our Bill of Rights came into existence amid debate and deliberation. Many anti-federalists who supported it previously opposed ratification of the Constitution because that document did not provide many of the individual protections that would be guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. But the Federalists, voiced by Alexander Hamilton, considered the Bill of Rights unnecessary, believing the people surrender nothing in the Constitution, and offering protections of specific rights would imply that any unmentioned rights were not protected. With obvious disagreements, the Bill of Rights, proponed by Thomas Jefferson, was introduced by James Madison during the first United States Congress in 1789. Near prophetically, these anti-federalists feared the Constitution created too strong a national government, which was a threat to individual rights and would lead to the president becoming a king. Thomas Jefferson offered this resigned assessment: "Half a loaf is better than no bread. If we cannot secure all our rights, let us secure what we can." So was born the Bill of Rights, our constitutionally guaranteed rights protecting us from the government. And there lies the problem: which government? Until the early 1900s, the Supreme Court held the view that the Bill of Rights only applied to the federal government, a fact supported by the failure of Madison to get any specific mention of state governments into the Bill of Rights. The High Court did not change its interpretation until decades after ratification of the 14th Amendment in 1868. Representative John Bingham, the framer of the 14th Amendment, argued that it applied the first 8 amendments of the Bill of Rights to the states, the 9th and 10th not referring to specific individual rights. He believed the first 8 amendments to the Constitution, ratified by the states, better represented the people's wishes than case-by-case rulings of the Supreme Court. He did not want the justice